afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rocksology, a comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis. And
I am Travis Kennedy.
And Travis Kennedy, why are you here?
I am here because, I guess, basically, what was it, Pop Culture Beast was doing a Kickstarter.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the incentives was to donate and be a guest on this show. So I...
Not be a guest.
Be a guest host.
Be a guest host.
And after last time when I got edited, I wanted to come back and redeem myself.
Well, you got edited because you said something you shouldn't say.
And I agreed with the fact that it was edited. I'm glad it was edited,
right.
But I'm just saying this time I want to do it to where it doesn't even have to happen.
I love this new Travis. This new Travis has come in weighing 40 pounds less than the old Travis.
That's correct.
It was so funny because the day we recorded that, after you had left, Kyle could not stop referring to you as fat ass.
Oh, yeah, no, that's usually what most people call me, so it's like, I just got used to it.
You look fantastic. And
well, thank you.
You're down 40 pounds, you're down to 187.
About 187 now, yeah.
And you're thinking about going about 20 more.
No, I was thinking maybe about another 80.
Another 80 pounds?
Yeah.
Come in at 107?
Yeah.
I want you to come in, not next time, but the time after that, weighing as much as you did when you were a baby.
I will try that. I've got this new diet, it's called heroin, so...
I would love you to just sit in like a removable car seat the next time. I want you to be that small.
Oh, yeah. I know. I got to be carried around by my buddy who's here again. He'll just have to place me in the chair in the car seat.
Oh, that's great. Eventually, he'll just be your sitter.
Yeah,
he won't even be your friend anymore. He'll just be your babysitter.
Exactly. That's
Tell us this gentleman's name, the guy who drove up here with you.
His name is James Alvarez.
James Alvarez. James, you're on Twitter. What's your Twitter handle? Just yell it out. At Obscure Gent.
At Obscure Gent.
All right. Excellent. And where are you at on Twitter?
I am at Obscure Trevor.
Used to be at Fatass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Changed
now
it. Now it's
Obscure
now
Trevor.
Now it's formerly Fatass.
You guys have a podcast?
Yes. Yeah, I have a podcast called Plane Zero that I do with three other buddies. He's been a guest. James has been a guest on it, but it's usually just me, two other guys who happen to be his younger brothers.
Okay.
And another guy who hates everything.
Well, that's great. That would be Kyle. Kyle doesn't like anything, right?
I don't like anything.
He doesn't like anything. What is and the Obscure Gentleman? Tell us what the Obscure Gentleman are.
The Obscure Gentleman is a web comic. It's like a vulgar Peanuts, I guess you would say. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just usually riffing on pop culture and just our observations on things, just kind of twisting it.
You guys write that together?
He writes most of them. Mm-hmm. I just am kind of more, at this point, I consider myself more of a guest writer. I come in and write ones when I have the ideas, and every once in a while, if he has an idea he wants to throw off of me, mm-hmm. I'll help punch it up if it needs to be. But
and who animates this thing?
His younger brother, Aaron, who's on the Plane Zero podcast.
So you guys are just like four buddies who just love pop culture, and you love to be funny and crack wise and do what every young guy wants to do right now.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's the way we try to do things. Yeah, I mean, the podcast, we usually we usually are looking back at like a movie that's at least 10 years old, and the whole idea
is
we decide if it holds up or doesn't. We have other segments we've been doing too where it's like we have to pick specific characters, two of us, and it's like who would win in a fight, and we have to convince the other two people who aren't picking characters. So,
well, this sounds like fun. I don't know why I'm not listening. Oh, I know why.
You don't have time.
No, I don't listen to anything. I don't even listen to this.
Yeah.
So, this is good. You guys are doing, you know, a lot of people talk about doing stuff.
Yeah.
And then they just, or complain about, you know, we could fucking do that. But you guys are doing it.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, we had, because originally when we were just doing the Obscure Gentleman comic, we actually had an Obscure Gentleman podcast that was a mess.
See, I thought you did.
Yeah, it was six of us, and we thought
and
it'd
no,
be.
And no microphones.
No, snow globe.
Which is immediately bad. You talked into a snow globe.
We had a table, and we just put a snow globe in the middle of it, and we just thought it'd be okay if we all just yelled. It's fine.
What? Tell me quick, because you piqued my interest. Tell me quick a movie that does not hold up.
A movie that does not hold up?
Yeah.
I didn't think The Emperor's New Groove held up.
Okay. That was not what I expected you to go with. I thought it was going to be a movie with actual people in it.
Yeah, no, we've
done those.
Didn't
know you were going to go animated.
And now it's like you're asking me, and now I'm drawing a blank on half of the ones we've done. It's like I can remember the ones that I say do hold up, but I can't remember ones that don't for some reason.
Tell me one that does hold up.
We decided that Can't Hardly Wait holds up.
Okay.
We were torn, and surprisingly so, because all four of us thought we would end up hating it, which was Mallrats, but for two of us, it was too strong nostalgia for us to actually end up hating it.
Gotcha.
Even though everything else that Kevin Smith does now is just kind of ridiculous.
I'm going to say The Goonies doesn't hold up.
Really?
I'm just going to say it. I don't know if it does or not. I only saw it once. I saw it when it first came out, and I don't remember liking it. Kyle, you like The Goonies, right?
Yeah, but we talked about this. Like, I think if you see it as a kid.
Yeah.
You see it as a kid.
You like it.
Yeah, I saw it when I... Whatever year that came out, I was too old, I think, to enjoy
85 or 86.
John Matuszak in a rubber face. I think I was too old to want to see that. But, okay. And I'll tell you a movie that does hold up, Godfather 2.
It's pretty obvious.
Okay, before we say the topic or anything, I got a couple quick things. First of all, Kyle, what's going on with you this week? I know you were out drinking last night. You got a little hair of the dog today.
Yeah, I drank last night and the night before.
What'd you drink? Well, we don't have to brag. I was just throwing out one. Where'd you drink?
O'Brien's.
O'Brien's?
Pub a couple blocks up.
That's an Irish pub.
It is?
The Irish drink.
Yes.
That's a stereotype that's true.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was a Thai pub from the name.
What were you drinking?
Guinness.
Oh, I was hoping you would say, like, we had Cosmopolitan. How many Guinness can you drink? That's too thick of a beer for me.
How many? I could probably drink, I don't know, four to six.
It's not a competition, Kyle. 4 to 6 Guinness?
Yeah.
You weigh half as much as fat ass weighs. How can you, where do you put that? Are you hungover in the morning?
No.
What do you do? What's your special remedy?
Nothing. I just wake
being
up.
Being young.
You just wake up. Well, that's always a good thing. I'm glad you woke up. Just with being young. Is that what you said?
That's, yeah. Because I used to be that way too. It's like I would wake up and I would always brag about, I'm fine, guys.
I'm fine.
And all my
guys.
Other friends would be holding their head and just want to kill me. And I'd be like, no, it's good. And now it's like I'm starting to get headaches.
Drinking kind of goes in with what the topic of our show is, but I'm not going to give it up yet. I'm not going to say, yeah, well, this is a topic that Travis picked, and I like it. I want to do a quick new music roundup. This is new music by an old band. This is a band called Mr. Big. All right, now all three of you assholes laughed. This is a band that I think most people think, when they think of Mr. Big, they think of that...
To Be With You.
Yeah. Or what's that? Another... Just Take My Heart. A couple ballady things. But this band rocks. It's Billy Sheehan on bass. You got Paul Gilbert on guitar. Got Pat Torpey. You guys don't even know anyone that I'm talking about.
I know
about.
The band, but I don't know them by
making
name.
Up names.
But they have a new album out called The Stories We Could Tell. It's their first album in 3 years. And I think some of the songs in this rock pretty hard. So let's hear the first song real quick called Gotta Love the Ride. That came in a little bit hot, didn't it, Kyle? It's okay. It's too loud, you're too old. We're going to hear about 6 minutes of this.
Oh, nice.
Look at that guy. That guy's rocking. That's Eric Martin on vocals. Let's hear a little bit of I Forget to Breathe, track 2.
Yeah, go through the whole CD?
Yeah. Listen, that rocks. Do you think it generically rocks?
Very.
Travis, what do you think?
You can be honest. It's not bad, but yeah, there is something a little generic about it. But I mean, I don't hate it.
All right.
If I had to hear it in a waiting room, I'd be fine. My life's in my
pocket, but there's a hole in my pocket. Okay, I'm going to get down to a song called Cinderella Smile. I've never even heard this song yet. Let's hear what Cinderella Smile sounds like. It's not Nickelback generic.
Oh, no.
Maybe it's Daughtry generic.
Yeah, this is like when you need music for a movie that sounds like something else.
Okay. Look at that. A little yell in there.
It's like when a show starts streaming and they didn't get the license.
So yeah. They just use whatever. I'm going to listen. Let's try one more. This is called The Monster in Me. And I got to tell you, I like it. Look at that little noodling there.
We don't have rights to this Asia song.
Dare you? I think that's a good. I think that's a good sounding CD. That's Mr. Big. The stories we could tell. We took a vote around the table. One guy likes it. Three other guys hate it.
I don't hate it.
You hate it.
It's just okay.
It's just okay.
Which is almost worse than hating something. Because it's fun to hate things, but if it's just meh.
You guys, you can go
that's
on.
That's exactly what I said about the Emperor's New Groove. It's just not trying.
They just thought David Spade comes in and you let him do his shtick and we'll subpar animate it and it'll be good.
I'd rather hate something than just not care.
Right. Can you turn his mic up a little bit? Or is he not on it enough?
I think it's okay. Wait.
Yeah, how about now?
Oh, that's better for me.
Yeah. I like it.
Okay, real quick.
Probably worse for the listener.
There's a
oh, you were talking about rock and roll. Did you see where Gene Simmons said that rock and roll is dead?
I know. What does
he didn't say it on Twitter, did he? Because he's gone.
He's not on Twitter anymore.
He's not on Twitter anymore. No, he dropped his account.
Who are you going to yell at?
I don't know.
Who are you going to bait?
I'm going to find someone.
Don't worry about it. We'll be back.
Let me ask Ace a question. Let me ask Ace a quick question because Gene says rock is dead, right? That's what Gene says. He says rock is dead.
Yeah, Gene says rock is dead.
Ace, let me ask you something. In your opinion, is Gene Simmons a total asshole?
Sure, baby.
All right, thank you, Ace. And anything? What else could we ask Ace? Anything else?
Is it true that God gave rock and roll to you?
Sure, baby.
What's awesome. Taking you so long to cue this up?
Because I thought you were going to ask a different question than he asked that. I have to
there's only one response right now that we could go for.
I don't know. I thought
I'm
maybe
not gonna
let
trip
Ace
you up
ask
with
a
no.
question. Let's let Ace ask a question.
Okay, Ace, go ahead.
Anybody see George Jetson?
Well, no, Ace. None of us have seen George Jetson, Ace. Why would Ace ask us that?
I don't know.
I thought Ace was clean and sober. That's like something that a drunk asks. Has anybody seen George Jetson? All right. All right. Travis, tell us what the topic is today.
The topic is I kind of wanted to go a little easy, so I just went with we would both pick songs from the year that we turned 21.
The year that we turned 21.
So that way.
The same year, Rick is.
Yeah.
Now, the year I turned 21, music wasn't even invented yet. So this is going to be difficult. It's going to be guys pounding on rocks with sticks.
So really rock solid.
Right. It's going to be really rock solid. So what year did you turn 21?
2003.
Kyle, when did you turn 21?
Yes.
2010.
2010. Jesus. I turned 21 in 1985. So 1985 is when I turned 21. 2003, I don't even know what music I'm going to hear from you.
Oh, yeah, the music I picked is going to lead everyone to believe that I used to wear trucker hats, so that's fun. I do feel like it's definitely going to be a vastly different...
It's going to be a vastly different
year-wise,
show,
yeah.
Just because the songs I play are terrible, and the songs that you will play will be hip and cool.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, okay. So this is the show is, the topic is Turn 21. People at home, play along. Get your calculator out, figure out what year you turned 21, head over to your iTunes library.
I suggest that they play their favorite songs while listening.
So what is your first song?
You know what? I'm going to start with a song by the band called Mad Caddies. They're a ska band. They released an album that year called Just One More. The song is called Last Breath, and we can go ahead and start at about like 1:20.
All right.
That's good. You can pull it down there. But yeah, that song is actually about drinking too much.
Uh-huh.
And so I just figured it would fit for the topic anyways at hand.
It sounded like we faded out with a trumpet solo there, too.
Yeah, oh yeah, there's ska band. Yeah.
Do you like trumpet? Do you like ska bands?
I like some, not all, but like there's definitely ones I do like. And I mean, I grew up in Orange County in like the mid-90s, so there's no, of course I like ska.
Yes, that's right. You got your...
my sideburns.
You got your No Doubt...
And your Van shoes on.
And your Vans. Is that what the ska people wear, the Vans?
Yeah, like the checkered ones, like the slip-ons.
I had those. I also
had
a checkered
wallet.
I had a pair
of those, too, but I had them because of Fast Times at Ridgemont High, because Spicoli wore them.
That's also a good reason.
Yeah, true. Well, let's follow up one bad song with another. Kyle, we're going to bump up. There's a couple of guys from Canada. Loverboy. And this song is called, it's from 85. This is Loving Every Minute of It. And, of course, since we've started, I've been hating every minute of this. But let's play this. Loving, and let's hear a little bit of it. I need more juice in my ear. I need to get this louder. Make this music louder. Yeah, there we go. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this song when we're done. Go ahead. Come. So that song was written by Mutt Lange, the guy who produced the Def Leppard albums. And yeah. I think that he was trying to write a Def Leppard style song for Loverboy, because that sounds
it,
like
there's, yeah, it definitely
with
sounds
that
like
whoa and the shouting and the stuff. Travis, what's up?
I'm loving it.
Every minute of it?
Every minute of it. So, yeah, so I guess we'll go to another band, obviously. Dropkick Murphys.
Not necessarily. It could be a solo artist you could go to.
I don't have any solo artists on here. Thanks you for trying to bail me out,
though. I actually have a lot of solo artists in my thing, but go ahead.
Well, it was the 80s.
It's true.
But, yeah, so the band's called Dropkick Murphys. The album's called Blackout, and the song's called Walk Away. Just take it about 155 in. It's fine.
I love the eclectic mix of music today. Lover Boy, Lover Bone, Lover Bone, Dropkick Murphys. You walked out that door to find out where you belong, to fulfill your own selfish dreams. I think you might have forgotten the ones that you love. That's a good tune.
That's good. Yeah, yeah. I love the Dropkick Murphys, though.
That's fantastic. So, where are those guys out of?
Boston, and of course, everyone likes to, you know, make sure that they liked them first.
And how would they do that? Punch me in the face?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, pretty much.
How do you like them apples?
Exactly. Applesauce.
My next song is from a legendary rock and roll singer for the band The Who. This is Roger Daltrey from his solo album Under a Raging Moon. A song called After the Fire. This song was written by Pete Townsend. I saw Magdalene in black and white. There ain't no color in memories. He rode his brother's Harley across the TV while I was laughing at Don Deloise. Now I'm cycling all my videotapes. Almost to the chorus. Now, I can't think of a song that dates itself more than references than Matt Dillon, Dom DeLuise, and videotapes. All those things are in that song. I just realized it as we were listening right this second. Thoughts?
Definitely dating itself, but it's, you know, it holds up.
It's still pretty great.
I'm going to treat this like we're back on my own show. So I'm just going to, yeah, no, it holds up.
That's fine. I'm going to give away something. Here's what I want you to do, folks. On this album, Under a Raging Moon is the name of the album. I think that was in tribute to Keith Moon. There's a song on the album called Under a Raging Moon, and there's 11 drummers that perform on that track. The first person to email me at pat at popculturebeast, first person, and tell me 5 of those 11 drummers, you're going to get this book I have in my hand called The Who FAQ. And it's all that's left to know about 50 years of maximum R&B. Look at that. Does that look like a nice book? I'm holding that up right there.
It's a good size book. It's got a nice gloss to it.
It's got, mm-hmm. It's got a nice photo on the front. Let me tell you how many pages there are. There's 371 pages. And there's a foreword by Dave Davies of the Kinks, or as they say in England, Dave Davis. And let me tell you about the author. His name's Mike Segretto. I'm assuming that's an Italian fellow. And he, of course, he's from New Jersey. And he's written a lot of books. So this book is yours. You defer the first person.
It's mine?
No, not yours.
Oh, okay.
The first person to tell me 5 of the 11 drummers on that track. And let me tell you something. If you don't include your mailing address, I'm going to fucking go crazy. If you want me to send this to you, you have to have that, the first correct answer with mailing address gets this.
Now, how did that work with 11 of them on the one drum set?
I think it's like, no. They all recorded their different parts and they all blended
it
together.
They just played a different thing.
What?
I'm even going to give you, I'm going to tell you one of the drummers right now. One of the drummers is deceased. His name is Cozy Powell.
I know that name.
Yeah. He played with Whitesnake and Black Sabbath for a while. And
other color-related bands.
And other color-related bands, right. All right.
Rainbow.
Look at this. We're giving away a book today. This is fantastic. Go ahead. Travis, you're up.
All right. This will probably be one of my longer music cues just because I want this guitar solo to play because this band can shred when they want to. This is off the album by... The song is called Stockholm Syndrome. It's by the band Muse. This was off the first album that I heard. This isn't... I tried on a lot of these to play more of the deeper cuts, but... it's called this guitar solo just basically sold me on the band.
Let's hear it.
So about 3 minutes in, sorry.
Okay. Who's the guitarist? Do you know his name?
It's Matt Bellamy.
Matt Bellamy, he's the lead singer.
He also plays keyboard in the band too. A lot of times at the same time.
Keyboards, guitar, and singing all at the same time?
Yeah, there's only 3 of them. Just here it comes.
Sounds a lot like Mr. Big.
No, because the last time you asked me about who was playing guitar when I played a solo, yeah. I hadn't done the research, so this time I made sure.
Know?
I boned up.
Kyle, that sounds like a band you would love.
No.
No, I mean, wait a minute.
I only normally like that. Normally I only like them if they're in like a Zack Snyder trailer. It's like for like 2 minutes.
Good for slow motion and just...
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Too much theatrics going on.
There are in a lot of their songs. I mean, I dig that about them, but at the same time, it's like I can get how like some people, he constantly is singing a lot in that falsetto as well, that higher pitch voice, which that can get tiring for people. I get it. That being said, they're wrong.
You guys are both wearing comic book shirts. Say you got your t-shirt with a big name tag on it. It says, "Hello, my name is Star-Lord." And Kyle, you've got a Batgirl shirt on. So
I thought that was a Native American T-shirt.
No, what is that's Nightwing.
I know.
Nightwing.
It's so, the turquoise.
Did you guys see the new image of Wonder Woman that was released the other day?
Yeah.
Where you can actually see the blue and the red in her outfit. Yeah. I liked it.
No, yeah, the costume itself looks cool. There's a lot in this movie that looks cool, but I still feel like it's going to be a mess.
I agree with you. It's not going to be good.
There's a lot that I want to get pumped up about.
Yeah,
me too. The least of which is, I mean, just. This is one of the better looking, like, as far as how Batman looks.
Yeah.
It
looks pretty great.
True to the comic. Like, it looks like Frank Miller's Dark Knight.
Yeah,
Affleck.
And Affleck's got the nice chin.
He's got that chin, too. Yeah, definitely. But it just seems like they're constantly trying to put too much stuff
in
it.
But I like that her. I like that her. Her chest plate. It's a. It's for protection. It's not a bustier.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's true to some of like to what she's currently looking like, even in the comics right now.
She
anyway,
looks pretty badass. I don't know. I've never seen this actress in anything that I know of.
She's in a couple of the Fast and the Furious movies, so that
can she pull this off then?
I don't know. I would have to see those Fast and Furious movies. I just know she's in them.
All right. Well, at least they didn't go with Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah.
They could have done that. What's my next song? Let me see what that
is. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. I have long said that I love me some solo Mick Jagger. So let's hear from 1985, his first solo album, She's the Boss. This is a song called Lonely at the Top. Jeff Beck on guitar. Sounds like when he went in the studio, the producer told him, Mick, could you sing like Mick Jagger?
Yeah.
Because he's really overdoing the Mick Jagger voice in that. What do you think, Kyle?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like you after Six Genesis. The other night we recorded with April Richardson and you were on fire. You had good jokes. You were funny. And now this morning... You're not helping Travis to bring it.
I had a crazy night last night, too. And
what
I'm
did
still
you do? What was going on?
Oh, you know,
you?
I stayed home. I watched Demolition Man and Doctor Who, man. It was rough.
Is that the new Doctor Who?
Yeah.
I have them on. I've never seen Doctor Who.
Okay.
Except maybe when I was a kid, when I was flipping around PBS, and it was the guy with the Roger Daltrey fro and a scarf.
And the giant scarf. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And they were on like a set that looked like a bad soap opera.
Yeah.
So I was like, who would watch this?
Yeah, the amount of budget, I mean, I'm sure it might have been great at the time, but yeah, it's like you look at some of those old ones and the amount of budget that it seems like was put into them wasn't there.
But now it's like a gigantic thing happening with this Doctor Who.
Yeah, it's you know, because now it's finally, you know, it's crossed over bigger into the U.S. and mainstream at this point. But
So how's this new guy as Doctor Who?
I really like him. I know a lot of people were upset, especially like the newer fans who, like a lot of female fans got really upset.
Because this guy's older.
Yeah, because the last two Doctors were both younger and like attractive. There's one video going around on YouTube that we love over at the other podcast of a woman watching the reveal of him when they announced it on a show. And her response is, he's oogly. I'm Dune. And she's just yelling it. Yeah, it's pretty great.
And who was the guy before Matt Smith and before David Tennant? Who was the guy before that?
That would be Christopher Eccleston, who was in one of the G.I. Joe movies.
Yeah, and he's Thor.
Thor the Dark World.
Yeah, he's Malekith.
Well, how was he as Doctor Who?
He was awesome. He was only on it for one season.
I wonder
why
he was only on for one season.
There was a lot of like backroom things that went on that I guess he wasn't necessarily pleased with, is my understanding. His younger brother would know, but we wouldn't get him to shut up about it. So if we got him started. So I'm talking to you, Aaron.
Okay.
You can find all this out in the Doctor Who FAQ, which you can win.
Oh, yeah. I tweeted FAQ yesterday. I don't know why they never cast Roger Daltrey as Doctor Who.
He seems like he could have at one point.
He put a scarf on that big head of hair.
I've got another friend, in fact, the other brother, Nick, who is obsessed with the idea of having Jason Statham come out as the next Doctor Who just so he could constantly be drop kicking doors.
And what's the conceit of this Doctor Who where they can all look different?
It's because it's going to get really nerdy now. It's an alien race. They're called Time Lords. Okay. And it was really just a way for them to be able to have different actors that they thought up early on. But basically, when he dies, I'm doing air quotes, so I'm letting the listener at home know. But when he dies, his energy regenerates, and he takes another shape and form. So that way, it's like, oh, if this actor's done playing it, we can just have someone else.
Kind of like Green Lantern. If he dies, his ring goes to someone else.
The ring could go to someone else, yeah.
All right, I like it. Okay, go ahead. Your turn.
That's right.
You're up.
Let's see. It's been a while since we've heard anything that's even remotely ska, and I love a good cover. So we're going to go to the song by Less Than Jake, take it in at about maybe 155, and hopefully you'll enjoy it.
Okay, here we go.
I can keep talking just to...
That's ska. They love the fast drumming.
Yeah. Surprisingly, this one's not a very ska-sounding song.
Wait a minute, I know this song.
Exactly.
What records did they get out?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I thought they were going to change the band and make it their own.
Yeah, they didn't change it on this one.
I thought maybe they would say they got their Madness records out.
Yeah.
Or they got their No Doubt records out.
Well, they're more of a, you know, obviously from the sound of that, they're not like necessarily traditional ska, you know, but yeah. And by this point, they're actually more,
it almost
they're more
sounded
rock.
Like a Green Day, maybe.
There's definitely hints of that. They're more like of a, I hate to use the term punky for any new music, but they're more of a, you know, a ska punk type of band anyways. They're
right.
Definitely go more towards rock at this point.
So, that was good.
I think I have a version of the song where they say Cheap Trick Records
where they got
out.
Their Cheap Trick Records out. Yeah,
that would
not?
Make sense.
Why not?
Why not indeed?
That's like, what was that? What's that band that redid Boys of Summer? Instead
the Ataris.
Of, the Ataris. Instead, they changed it to, what, a Black Flag
sticker?
Yeah.
Good for them. what's my next band?
That
I think I know what
on
it
my
is.
List.
This is going to be eight. Oh, this is a guy I've never played on the show ever in 171 episodes. We've never played this gentleman. He is also from Canada. It's not Bryan Adams. It's a guy named Corey Hart. And nothing is more 1985 than a song called Never Surrender.
With a little perseverance, you can get things.
Likes to wear sunglasses at night, guys.
The sight of blind adherence that has conquered some. And nobody wants to know you now. And nobody wants to show you how soft you lost and on your own. You can never.
That was a song that the ladies loved and the guys who like guys loved. So that was
he wears the sunglasses at night so he doesn't have to make eye contact after that song.
Corey Hart, what happened to him? Is he still doing stuff in Canada? I know he's won a lot of Juno Awards up there. That's their version of the Grammys.
He's doing pretty good. I just talked to him the other day.
Oh, wait. Did he make your sandwich at Subway?
Yeah.
He's a sandwich artist now.
Yeah, he's an artist.
He's a sandwich artist.
He's still an artist. That's the important
Are you looking
thing.
Him up to find out what he's doing right now?
Yeah.
Is there a current picture of him?
From 1990.
Oh, that means he looks bad right now,
oh,
right?
Oh, man.
He has an album coming out.
When?
10,000 Horses. I don't know, because it doesn't have a Wikipedia thing. It says 2014.
Well, that would be this year.
That'll be your next new music segment.
It's got a couple months left to make it.
Well, I got to tell you, I typed in his name with 2014, and he don't want that picture's not good right there.
2004 to 2012, he's had no Juno Award nominations.
Uh-oh. It looks like he might be wearing a rug now. Might be a toupee.
He wears a rug at night.
For the Juno Award, do they just give you a hamburger phone?
I can't figure
you
out.
You actually get to keep Ellen Page for a year.
Yeah.
I can't.
If you can deal with it.
Look, if we're being honest, I think Bryan Adams would kick this guy's ass. So you throw
thank you for being honest.
You throw these two crooners in a ring together, and Bryan Adams, I think, emerges victorious.
Puts on a top hat.
We saw Kyle and I saw Bryan Adams do a bare bones stripped down tour. He looked good for his age.
Yeah, he did, but he didn't want any pictures.
Didn't want his picture taken.
There were eight of us outside.
There's
he goes,
eight
no
of us.
Pictures.
No pictures, please.
Is he afraid that it's going to take his soul?
He's got bad skin.
Okay,
so he might not want those out there, even though he's been photographed for 40 years.
Also, yeah. He is a photographer,
too. Oh. That's true.
So maybe he's just worried about how he'll look at him, too. He'll be too critical of him. Like, that was a
he fancies himself a photographer. No, he has some photographic books. Is that even a word?
Photography books.
You're up, Travis. I like it so far. I like what you're bringing. You're bringing the rock.
I am.
Your buddy's laughing at what you're saying.
Well, it's good that someone is.
Someone needs to. I'm laughing.
You know.
What's your tattoo? Is that a new tattoo in your forearm there? What's that?
No, I had it the last time.
Did I comment on it?
I wonder if I was just wearing a long sleeve shirt. I don't think you did.
I remember it.
What's that mean again?
The symbol in the middle, the Adam symbol, is basically for one of my favorite bands, Strung Out. They didn't make the list. They came out in 2004 with an album. So
okay.
But yeah, the idea behind it also, it like represents the idea of things coming together to mm-hmm. support a cause. So.
For people who can't see, it's an ace with an atom.
Sure, baby.
It's an ace with an atom inside. It's a card. It's a playing card, the ace.
The card was just my adding that because of the movie Rounders, I guess. Just so it's like I always have an ace up my sleeve. Because I'm cool.
Okay.
Because I'm awesome.
I always have an ace on my sleeve. That's probably from an Ace Frehley song. Yeah.
Oh, it's got to
be,
right.
If you want to play your cards.
Okay, now you're going to play without an ace in his deck. That's some Rock Soldiers. Worst lyric. Okay. Your turn. Let's hear it now.
How do you pick a worst lyric from an Ace previous song?
I don't know.
They all are tied for last.
Do you want the ace? No, I know. It's terrible.
All right. You know what? We're going to go with a song by the band called, they're called Zebrahead. The song's called Hello Tomorrow. We'll take it about 2 minutes 40 seconds in. I'm just trying to get the chorus played for a lot of these.
Okay.
So, but yeah. They're...
That's a good song. Kyle, what'd you think of that?
I like that a lot. That sounds that nice. Like the band that I'm going to play for my playout.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Nine Inch Nails?
It does. It's weird.
We did a show about this gentleman a couple of weeks back. It was a long episode. It was about Tom Petty.
So by all means, play more.
Well, I'm going to play. This song is one of my favorites that I didn't play that night. So let's hear from 1985, the year I turned 21, from the album Southern Accents. This is Rebels. I just want to tell you that in 1985, Weird Al Yankovic missed the boat by not recording I'm Barney Rubble.
Yeah.
Hey, 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 I'm Barney Rubble. And he could have told all about being a rubble.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Didn't he miss the boat?
No, there's definitely a boat that was missed.
He should do a retro album where he records, where he goes back and all the songs that he could have done, he didn't do.
That he didn't get to?
Yeah. What would we call that? Call it
Al the Way Back.
Oh, there
Al
you
the
go.
Way Back. There
I
you
like
go.
It.
Perfect. Write that
like
down.
It.
That's great.
It'll be nice to have Tom Petty on an episode that doesn't take a week to listen to also.
That's right. Oh, by the way, oh, that's very rude.
I liked the episode a lot. I'm just saying it's very long.
I will tell you, let me throw some names out to the listeners. Will Billy Idol be on this podcast? Will he be on this podcast?
Are you asking us or the listener?
I know it won't be his shirt.
What if he would show up with no shirt? I'll tell you what, if he did, I would not wear a shirt.
You should just not
I'm going to say, you know,
anyway.
Billy almost didn't recognize you. You're wearing a shirt.
He wouldn't sound right with a shirt on. I mean,
I
you would
so.
Tell the difference.
Yeah, I mean, Who wears a shirt less, him or Iggy Pop? I think Iggy Pop, because I think Iggy Pop never wears a shirt.
I think he puts a shirt on and just disappears.
But when I saw I saw Billy Idol in concert, within the last 10 years, and yeah, he hits the stage no shirt immediately. It's not even like you know how someone might come out with a button down, like with only one button.
And it's like they're slowly working their way.
Nope,
like
right out there.
Lee Roth, is that who you're?
Like David Lee Roth, yeah.
With a scarf.
Will Alanis Morissette be coming on this podcast?
Well, you ought to know.
There you go. That was awesome.
That's all I'm saying. I'm just throwing those two names out. Will we have a member of the Monkees on this podcast?
I'm trying to pull in another name that I can try to steal his, do the same thing he did, but I...
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. It's your turn.
Well, speaking of David Lee Roth, and because it's been too long since we've heard some ska, this is a band called The Forces of Evil. They're actually a side project from the lead singer of Real Big Fish.
Of course.
Of course. We can just go ahead and put this at about 35, 36 seconds in.
Is this a VH cover?
This is a cover.
Okay.
I like you channeling your John Candy from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles in here.
That is that's one of my favorite Van Halen songs. It's from my favorite Van Halen album. I love Van Halen 2, Dance the Night Away. That's a fun cover.
It's definitely fun. I love covers, yeah. Honestly, and it's like
so
the fact
ska
that you
bands,
yes. Not just, but yeah,
ska bands do a lot of covers,
that's
don't they?
True.
It's not really, there's not that many original ska songs. Are there?
Four new songs. There's a good.
There's a good amount. Okay.
There's a good amount.
I didn't know that you were such a ska guy.
I'm not. Honestly, I think we've pretty much played the three ska bands that I actually listened to already. There's no more. I already blew
That's
my
it?
Ska load.
You blew your ska load.
So, all I mean, right. So anyone who doesn't like horns, you're safe now.
All right. Let's go. I'm going to play because I'm going to play this band. I don't think I've ever played this band before. These this is from 85, an album called Little Creatures. This is Talking Heads. And this was kind of like turn them into more of a pop accessible band, this album. And this is a song called And She Was. Let's take it from the top.
And she was lying in the grass, and she could hear the highway breathing, and she could see a nearby factory. She's making sure she is not dreaming.
That's
still
a
like
fun song. Yeah, I like that song too.
I should let you know I celebrate their entire greatest hits album.
Yeah, I like their hits. I'm not I don't know if I could listen to a whole album by them.
I don't know if I've never even like attempted it, but like their hits I love.
Yeah.
Like I love Psycho Killer. So
Psycho Killer, qu'est-ce que c'est?
Yeah, and I first heard Yeah, I remember that song. What was it? It was in Look Who's Talking, I believe. That song lends itself perfectly to an 80s montage.
It's true. You're right. Right. Maybe something like you, me, and Kyle. Kyle is going out on a date, and he doesn't have any cool clothes to wear. So
he's trying stuff on.
I keep coming out in more ridiculous clothes, yeah. And you guys are shaking your heads.
Or we give you the thumbs up, yeah. And then you come out with exactly what you had on when you walked in.
And we look at each other, and we nod.
Yeah, that's it. Perfect. Okay, you're up.
I want to see this movie now, just for that scene.
You know, I'm going to say in 10 years that movie will not hold up.
Oh no. I'm going to say in 10 days it won't. Let's see. We're going to play a band that I've never played on this show before.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Go ahead.
They're called Brand New. The song is called Sick Transit Gloria or Glory Fades. Take it about maybe 140 into it. Unless it's protected.
So much more than he could ever give. Her life relies on a meaningful relationship. His hands bent down at his side. He waits for it to end before the aching in his cup. So say it with love, oh God. The reason that I have to believe you are to ourselves. Try out inside yourself. And take your
I just, that song, I love, it's got like this menacing bass tone that just builds up throughout the whole, like, leading up to both choruses, and it's, yeah, I really.
Yeah, I like that song. That's the only song I like from that album. There might be one other one.
I like, there's one called Guernica on that album that's pretty good. Yeah. It's not a slow one. That's why, like, that whole album is like, they decided, let's write an album to put you to sleep, and then we'll wake you up jarringly halfway through it.
I saw this band with another band that's on your list.
Really? You guys have a lot in common. I want to see you guys hang out together.
I feel like if I had to guess, I can probably guess who they would have played with, but I don't want to make assumptions here. It would either be, would it have been Blink-182 or
no.
AFI, Coheed and Cambria?
No, none of that. It's
Corey
Thrice.
Hart.
It's
gonna was be, it Corey Hart?
It was Thrice.
Oh, that makes more sense, actually.
Yeah. It was Corey Hart. Yeah,
it was right. Corey Hart. Sorry, we didn't mean to ignore that.
That's okay. It wasn't funny. but just for that, okay. You guys are gonna get a double dose of shit right now. Here's what we're gonna do. In 1985,
you have to tell me what you're playing.
Oh, it's the songs that are both the same.
Oh, okay.
And we're gonna hear the guy with the same initials for first and last name first.
Okay.
In 1985, there was a song written together by two artists, and then both artists recorded it for their albums of that year. The song is called "No Looking Back," and let's hear Michael McDonald's version first.
Out on the open road, listen to be the night.
Open your mouth when you sing.
He's just Mr. Ed.
Alright, pause it for a second.
He would be like the Dr. Jekyll to Kenny Rogers, Mr. Hyde.
This is... now, if you thought that
version... I feel
version,
like Kenny Rogers now would be the Dr. Jekyll to his... or the Mr. Hyde is... I mucked it up.
I know that you guys are both thinking, wow, man, that version rocked. Wait till you hear Kenny Loggins puss it up. This is... I know, that cover is ridiculous. It was like the battle of the beards with those two guys, too.
No kidding.
It's from an album called Vox Humana. I assume that means human voice.
I should let you know, if it's not from a soundtrack, I don't know the Kenny Loggins song.
I know. And this is not from a soundtrack.
I don't know. I can't choose which of those two versions I prefer more. Like, I'm not trying to make fun.
No, I know what you're saying.
They're so perfect for that era,
yes.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're equal in so many ways.
It's because it's Michael McDonald. He's got that voice. It's just.
I know. It's. And then Kenny Loggins says,
and now he stole that that album title from an unused Police album, right?
Vox Humana, probably. Travis Kennedy is up.
Oh, is it me already? It all right, I'm going to play another song that I've never played on this podcast.
I wish you would stop saying that.
But you know what? Just because you already said the name of the band, we'll go to the Thrice song. It's called Stare at the Sun. We'll take it about 1:24.
Is the band called Thrice?
Thrice.
Yeah. What's their third album called?
The Artist in the Ambulance. It's this album.
It's not called Thrice?
No.
Like he could use Corey Hart's sunglasses.
Yeah, that's one of three songs, like my three favorite songs on that album, though.
It's a good album. Did they sound like Fall Out Boy, that band?
No.
Okay. There's a band that they sound like, but it's not Fall Out Boy. Who do they sound like?
Meatloaf.
They don't sound like Meatloaf. You used to look like Meatloaf.
I miss those days.
He used to eat meatloaf.
His favorite thing to get at Taco Bell is a meatloaf chalupa. Okay, let me tell you something.
Stuffed.
There's a band. My next song. What are you looking up, Kyle?
I was just seeing.
He's looking up who they sound like.
Okay. Yeah.
Could you type that? Type that in. What's the name? Type the
Thrice.
Thrice. And who does the band Thrice sound like? And just see if Google comes up with it. If not, we'll ask Siri.
The only response will be not Fall Out Boy.
I hope it does say Fall Out Boy. And if it says Fall Out Boy, I'm clearing this whole desk with my arm.
You should. Now I want that to happen.
Why do we need three computers to do this show? When Murray's here, we have four computers. Does it say who they sound like? Similar artists. Here we go. What's it say?
As Cities Burn, Finch.
Yeah.
Half of these people I haven't even heard of. Funeral for a Friend, Alexis on Fire.
Nope. Not who I'm thinking of. Not who I'm thinking of.
Oh,
now.
It's Corey Hart.
Oh, great. Okay, this band used to wear makeup.
And they sound like Thrice.
This band used to wear makeup. This is, I think this is one of their better non-makeup albums. This is from Asylum. This is a song that came out in 1985 on the album Asylum. This is when Bruce Kulick was finally in the band full time. We had Eric Carr. He was still alive. And this is called Tears Are Falling. Paul does one of these in the video.
Like a little jazz hands.
Yes.
Is this the one where he wears the purple headband?
No, but I think he wears lime green gloves with the fingertips cut off. You can turn it down now. Let me tell you something. A lot of people come up to me. They say, Paul. And I say, what? And they say, Paul, if Travis Kennedy was in makeup and he was in the band Kiss, what would his character be? And I say, that's easy. He'd be the possum.
Because I'm playing dead.
They really needed a stylist back as you're playing dead. Pick it up, Travis. They really needed a stylist back then.
Look at gloves. What is Gene wearing?
I don't know. Gene looked like fucking transvestite back then.
Beautiful. That's glorious.
Back then, always. That hair on Gene's head is crazy. It's like he dyed a mop black, and then they just drop it on his head.
That's
this hair is completely real.
I know.
Yeah.
Ace, let me ask you about Gene's hair. Is that, I'm not talking 90%, I'm talking about, is that 100% a wig on Gene's head?
Sure, baby.
All right. That's getting old.
We keep it going.
Ace, what do you think of Travis? Like, how do you think he's doing today?
You drive me fucking nuts!
Hastings Travis is driving him fucking nuts.
Well, then my job here is done.
Your job is done.
My work here is complete.
What's your next song that you've never played on this show?
Beat me to it. Let's see. You know what? We'll go with this Blink-182 song. It's called Easy Target. It's off of the album that they had originally retired on. Which I think is actually their best album because it's not all.
Is that the self-titled album?
Yeah, it's not It's not really as juvenile.
No, it's not.
They're
off your pants and jacket.
Yeah, they're not. They're really. It's like they let a lot of that go.
Wait a minute! I just got that right this second.
Wait,
are you serious?
Take off your pants and jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah, they want you to not be hot anymore. They want the jacket off.
Oh no, they don't. I just got that right now. I'm such a fucking tool.
I never got it.
I just take off your pants and jacket. I never thought take off your pants and jacket.
This is history right here.
Oh, my God. I can admit when I don't get something.
This is a rock solid exclusive.
Oh, that is fucking unbelievable that I didn't get that. So fucking dumb.
Anyways, the song is called Easy Target. I guess just 118 in. That's good. I do prefer the songs where Mark sings over the ones where Tom sings. Because sometimes his voice is just too cartoony.
It is. I agree, he
does that. I'm talking about how much I like you. Yeah.
And then he went on to...
It's like a Jerry Lewis.
Isn't his band Angels and Airwaves? Doesn't he have a solo band?
Yeah, that's that band. I'm not that fond of that band. But.
Also, when I looked up similar artists to Thrice, Angels and Airwaves was on that.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's maybe who I
think
I
we
thinking.
Just cracked the case.
You know what? Since you played that song, I lost music on my iTunes library. I lost about 8,000 songs. So I just looked. And yes, all my Blink-182 is in fact gone.
I think I have most of it.
All right. Well, bring that on a flash drive.
Okay.
Or I can let Murray steal it for me. Wow.
It's still in the best.
See, this is what I mean. Like, people are like, what songs did you lose? I don't know.
When it's that many, yeah.
I don't know until I'm looking and I'm like, oh, okay, no Blink-182.
That's how it'd be for me if I had lost all mine. I don't have as much as you.
Yeah.
But I have a huge collection.
We probably have an equal amount of good songs. And then I have, then the other 20 grand are not good. This is a gentleman from Australia. He is the lead singer of a very popular band in Australia called Cold Chisel. Have we heard of them? We haven't. His name's Jimmy Barnes, and he had a song, in the Gung Ho soundtrack, Michael Keaton film. Directed by Ron Howard. That song was called Working Class Man. And, this is from, his self-titled album. And this song is I Die to Be With You Tonight from 1985. Now, let me tell you something about this guy. He has a combination of 14 Australian top 40 albums with Cold Chisel. He has 13 charting solo albums, including 9 number ones, which gives this guy, Jimmy Barnes, the highest number of hit albums of any Australian artist. And yet...
Nothing here.
We don't know anything about him. It's crazy.
We just know that song from Gung Ho.
We just know that. Well, we don't even know that song. We know Working Class Man from Gung Ho. But, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I'm saying.
Well, yeah. So.
Find this guy, Jimmy Barnes. He's apparently popular down under.
When in Australia, visit Jimmy Barnes.
I know. When it comes to Australia, Jimmy, you might be thinking Men at Work. You might be thinking Olivia Newton-John or Rick Springfield or AC/DC. It's goddamn Jimmy Barnes is the guy ripping it up down there. I know two songs. You're up, Travis.
All right. I'm going to play a song.
Have I ever heard this on this podcast before?
No.
All right.
No. Definitely not. Wait, maybe. No, I'm just kidding. It's the song. That wasn't a good joke at all. That was like terrible. Anyways, it's by a band called AFI.
None of the jokes the whole show have been good from anyone on mic. This is
true.
A mess. This is a complete mess.
So we're going to just edit the whole episode out?
You're welcome to come back anytime you want to give me $400.
I didn't even give you the $400.
By the way, thank you so much for donating that money to Pop Culture Beast. Garen was able to achieve his goal of having a better website than he had before. The goal was small, but it was met.
It looks good. It looks really great. It looks way better
than the previous.
It looks better than Ain't It Cool News with their puce background and their GeoCities build. It's terrible.
Does Harry like Emperor's New Groove? You bet he does. Shut up, fucking Knowles.
I'm here to tell him it doesn't hold up.
No.
No, this is a band called AFI. This is off the album. It's called Sing the Sorrow. This was really like this band's breakout hit as far as breaking more into the more mainstream.
Okay.
The song's called This Celluloid Dream. There's one way you can know if it's going to be a good AFI song. They all start with something at the beginning, all the good ones.
Okay.
Just play a little bit of the beginning, then we'll jump forward. But it's coming up. There it is. That's all the best AFI songs start with that noise that he makes. But if we want to hear a little of the chorus, we can just jump in about 120. I love this band.
Do you know this band, Kyle? Correct me if I'm wrong. They sound a lot like Fall Out Boy. Am I wrong? Just correct me if I am wrong.
No.
Not on this one. You're not that far.
In my day, when I was a 21-year-old, you could not go to the Cineplex without there being a John Hughes movie there and some John Hughes soundtrack songs tearing up the chart. So this is Simple Minds from The Breakfast Club. Let's hit this.
Won't you come see about me? I'll be alone, dancing, you know it, baby. Tell me your troubles and doubts, giving everything inside and out. And love's strange, so real and dark. Think of the tender things that we were working on. Slow change.
Oh, Christ, get to the chorus, Simple Minds.
When the light gets in your heart, baby, don't you forget about me.
Now, what movie did you say that was from?
That was from The Breakfast Club.
John Hughes did... Wait, was this before or after Curly Sue?
This was before Curly Sue.
That's why I don't know.
Does Curly Sue hold up?
No, it didn't then.
You guys need to watch some John Hughes movies and see what holds up.
I know. I could tell you right now just from what I would say definitely holds up. Breakfast Club, I think, still holds up. Weird Science. I love Weird Science. I know a lot of people
write it off,
but there's something about that movie that I just enjoy.
Here's the movie I want you to watch with your clan of idiots and figure out if it holds up. I want you to watch Baby's Day Out.
Oh, you know what? I can tell you that two of them will say it does. Because they talk, that's been mentioned.
It's been mentioned?
Because one of them...
How has it been mentioned? When I said the word Baby's Day Out right now, it's the first time people have spoken of it in 15 years.
That's where I would prefer, but no, yeah, actually, his younger brother, the artist, Aaron,
was the baby.
It's one of those movies that like he used to watch like five movies over and over again when he was a kid. And so his other brother, Nick, who's also on the podcast, he usually would see all those movies all the time, too, just because the younger... And they both love it still. Like, they both talk about it very fondly.
You guys need to watch it.
I'm surprised there hasn't been, like, a direct-to-DVD sequel, like Baby's Day Out, too, that has, like, nothing to do
with
the first
one. What would it be called? It would be with Cuba Gooding Jr., since he was in Daddy Day Camp. What would it be called? Baby's Day In. He just stays in. That's no good. That's not a good movie.
Baby's Night Out.
There you go. You got it. How are you not running one of the studios?
My notes are just as good as the studio notes.
Baby's
That's how
Night
I feel.
Out.
Which is okay. Not.
I still can't believe they haven't remade. They made remade the what's that? Adventures in Babysitting.
They did. I mean, The Sitter pretty much is that
is
movie.
That, but is that the Jonah Hill one?
Yeah.
I'm talking about one for kids, like with Selena Gomez as the sitter. That would actually be for adults.
You're saying they should.
I think they should.
They made a similar movie last year with, I think, her in it.
You know what's funny, though, is the next movie we're actually going to be talking about is Adventures in Babysitting.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I think that holds up, actually. I'm going to say that holds up.
I've watched She's Dressed. You know what? She's dressed like the Doctor Who that you know. She's wearing the giant scarf and the yes. big trench coat, and she's got poofy hair.
The only reason I haven't shown that to my kids who are 9 and 13 is because they say the F word in it.
You should just
Don't fuck with the babysitter. Am I allowed to swear here?
You are. Why didn't she just say don't mess with the babysitter?
Well, that's probably the TV edit for sure.
Yeah,
I bet
if you found it on TV, all that. Yeah, that's fixed.
Is that going to be 1080 DPI on television?
And it definitely has someone who's better than Chris Hemsworth as Thor.
And there's also you don't like Chris Hemsworth as Thor?
No, I love Chris Hemsworth. I'm just making, because
Vincent D'Onofrio or D'Onofrio. Okay, look, there's a guy that's been waiting. He keeps poking at my leg to speak up. It's this guy who hasn't been here for a while. His name's Dirty iPod. And he apparently, when he heard Travis was coming back, he said he had a couple of things he wanted to say to Travis. So let's just...
I look forward to this.
Let's just crank this guy up. This guy's always low in the mix, so let's hear what happens.
Last night I banged this chick. Would you like to smell my earbuds?
Okay, I don't even know what that means. What does that mean? What Dirty iPod, that sometimes when you talk, I don't even know what that means. Yeah. He said, last night I banged this chick. Would you like to smell my earbuds?
Is he talking about the upcoming documentary for podcasting? So, maybe, would you like to smell my copy of earbuds?
Now, apparently Dirty iPod, I have a transcript of what he's going to say. I don't know why I have that.
You have a transcript.
I do. Why
do you even let him speak?
I don't know. He thought you still had your old podcast, so let's see what he's going to say.
Hello, Travis.
Oh.
Nice to see your fucking face again.
Oh, okay. Well, that was not what I thought he was going to say. But
that wasn't that.
And why does he pronounce the word nice as niece?
It's niece. He's like,
I like that he has an accent.
A Borat accent.
In and out.
Yeah, he's doing accent. A Borat there.
It's nice to meet you.
Let's hear that again. I like that.
Hello, Travis. Nice to see your fucking face again.
Wow. Look at him doing. What's this?
Listen to Travis' podcast called The Obscure Gentle Cox.
That's not what it's called.
That's not what it's called. Wait,
Dirty iPod, that's not what it's called.
Okay, one more thing, Dirty iPod, then you're out of here.
My favorite band is the Go-Go's because those bitches rock my dick off.
Well, what we've learned today is that
he's not wrong.
Dirty iPod is a fan of the Go-Go's. Why, Travis, why is he a fan of the Go-Go's?
Because they rock his fucking cock off.
Right. Right.
Or did he say dick?
He said dick, but I'm going to...
You've got the transcript. That's why I'm asking you.
What are you looking up, Kyle? You looked up something called Fun Size.
Yeah, that's the movie.
Oh, with Victoria Justice, I want to say. Yeah.
Victoria Justice.
I don't know why I know that.
One of those. I couldn't figure out if it was Selena Gomez or Vanessa Hudgens, but it's Victoria Justice.
It was on Halloween night.
Yeah, and she has to take her brother trick-or-treating with all her friends, and then he gets
remake.
And it's got and the girl
lost.
From the Evil Dead remake.
I'm not, I don't, you know what, I wish they would,
this might be better
how about this?
That.
This would suffice it for me. Just release Adventures on Babysitting on Blu-ray,
and
just give me a version where she doesn't say the F word. It's fine for me, I don't mind the F word.
But yeah.
But I don't want my kids to hear the F.
Don't bamboozle the babysitter.
I know it's just a word. No, don't say that. I know it's just a word, but it just. And there's also a thing too where the kid has a Playboy magazine and she looks
they
just like the girl that's
yeah.
In the Playboy
I mean they don't
magazine.
Actually show anything, but yeah, right. But yeah, that definitely plays a role in the movie.
Yeah. So all right, fix those things. God damn it.
For you?
Yes, for me.
They'll just mail it to you. Okay. Just send them the request. I'm sure they'll do it.
I'm not going to watch it until they fix those things. Travis, you got a song for us that has never been played?
Yes. Yes, I do. You know what? We're gonna play a song by the band called Rancid, just because I know they haven't been played here before. Actually, they might have.
No, I think...
Yeah, they
I
have.
Siegel played them.
Yeah, Siegel, I think, played Rancid.
Yeah, it was off their album. This one's off their album, Indestructible, also out in 2003.
They sound a lot like Coldplay.
Oh, very much so. It's called Fall Back Down. 156. I like that I'm playing like I don't know where I want these to start.
Yeah, just play it anywhere. Drop it in anywhere. I like that fuzzy guitar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a nice punk song about friendship.
Yeah, it absolutely is. It absolutely is.
Paul Gilmartin went off on them the last poker game.
Oh, yeah. What did Gilly say? By the way, his nickname's Gilly, so get ready.
Remember you said that he hated the Ramones because he was going off about that on the last.
Because he used to always say he hated the Ramones.
He was like, I don't mind the Ramones. He's like, but I hate Rancid. Oh. And then he just like went off.
Yeah, so he turned this episode off if he listens.
Well, the next time we see Paul, we'll say, oh, that's a Rancid song. We'll go, I love that band. What is wrong with you?
And he's gonna say how he doesn't like the Sex Pistols.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And he would be right.
I can't get behind that statement.
No, I don't.
They're not good musicians, but I still love them.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Mike C would just gave me a box of about 90 CDs to help replenish my fallen heroes is what I call my songs that I lost. My fallen heroes, my troops. And the Sex Pistols, which I never had that CD, is in the box. So I'm going to load it in and give that a listen.
All right. You should.
Let's listen to a guy that couldn't be further away from the Sex Pistols sound. This is a guy from Minneapolis. He's a little guy. He's about as big as a dirty iPod. His name's Prince. And this is from his album Around the World in a Day. Okay, I'm going to say the best songs I've played so far today are Raspberry Beret.
That's a good one.
And She Was, Rebels, and Don't You Forget About Me. Those are the four right now that I stand behind.
They're all strong.
They're definitely strong.
The other songs, weak. I'm waiting to play a good song.
I have two more songs to play, so you got two more to play?
I actually think that's exactly how many I have.
We're going to say apologies to Sting. We're cutting the pretentious one loose.
Okay.
Cut him loose. Fortress Around Your Heart.
Yeah, I don't
dream of the Blue Turtles, because that whole phrase makes me sick.
Okay, I've got three left, but I can.
Okay, you play one. I'll play one. You play one. I'll play one. You play one. Kai will play us out.
Okay,
so you get three.
I do want to say I feel like Prince. He came into his own. The album that really sold me on him. It's the Batman soundtrack.
Oh, you like Bat Dance or Party Man?
Who doesn't like either of those songs?
And then, they sold that thing in a little tin with the bat insignia that made you want to buy it, because the packaging was like a $1 million frame and then some shitty picture inside it.
Yeah, exactly, and it's like who you know, we've got this dark brooding character. What artist really just kind of represents a Prince?
Yeah. Yes.
Purple Rain. We'll get him.
We'll get that guy. Party Man. Gather around. Bat Dance. Stupid.
Talk about people
that didn't understand anything about Batman. Prince, look who just walked in, everybody. The Beast is here. Garen Cockrell. How you doing, Garen? Did you just come in to say thank you to Travis?
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome.
Take a picture of that. We got to get a picture of them shaking hands. How are you doing today, Garen? Have you been at the... Well, we have the air off because it plays with the sound. You couldn't hear us?
Just open every door.
This was like you were on a game show. You were trying to... do you want door number one? Kyle said you've been tweeting from the L.A. Fair this week. What are you doing down there? Funnel cake? A foot-long hot dog. And what, a chili on that? Cheese? Onions? Is it what they need to up the ante on that? They need to get like a 2 foot long hot dog. They need to like really make it crazy.
Because it's the fair.
Yeah, it's the fair. Well, they're gonna have deep fried Oreos and deep fried Twinkies. And all. You could get a deep fried stick of butter at some of these places. What are the people look? Right. What are the people? What's the people in attendance? What do they look like?
It was a very, very crowded.
Was it a sad lot of people? Oh, they look pretty good.
It was less Walmart today or last night.
Oh, that's good.
That's excellent.
There was a couple.
Last year, Travis weighed 40 more pounds than he weighs this year. He would have fit right in at the last year. This year, he's the odd man out, I think, over there.
Yeah, you wouldn't even be able to find me in a crowd, I guess, because it's just...
Well, we would find you because you'd be saying, is there a booth with a Caesar salad?
No. If I'm going to the fair, it's a cheat day.
Oh,
can I get a deep fried Caesar salad?
Deep fried Caesar.
That is, it's actually still depressing to say that out loud. I'm gonna have a cheat day.
You sound like a girl who just has not decided to like do a diet. Like yeah. Today's my cheat day. Every day,
exactly.
I know. Okay, you're up.
Cheat day was yesterday.
Our topic today is turn 21. We're playing songs from the year that we turned 21. His year's 2003. Mine is 1814. Go ahead, your turn.
All right, I'm actually going to play a song. Still haven't heard them. By a band, they're called NOFX. It's a song called Mattersville. They actually name check the lead singer of another band I've already played. I said Mattersville. It's about 1:30.
Wow, TMI. On this song, ramp up.
I'm all about the
so
TMI.
So much editing on this show. When Travis is on. Now, this band, and I am right about this, they sound like Nerf Herder.
They do, actually.
Yeah, they're definitely. But yeah, I mean, because they've been around forever, so that song's all about what happens with, you know, to the punk band when they get old. But he's referencing the lead singer of AFI, and that's why he's saying at the end of my cul-de-sac, their house is painted black, because, you know, the lead singer of AFI, Davey Havok's all like...
Of course, I have a music podcast. I know all this references.
He's kind
of
like Tim Burton.
Yeah, he looks like a Tim Burton character.
I actually had to remove my ear... I've never done that before. I removed my headphones. I called them cans. I removed my can. I took my ass off during that show. That's what I call my ass, my can. Okay, anyway, a lot of editing. I took my headphones off because if it's too loud, then you were born in 1964. I stand by this song as another of the best songs I'm going to play today. This is the not the Eurythmics. This is just Eurythmics. This is Would I Lie to You. I stand by that song.
It's a good song.
I like the horns.
It's
I like
still
the
good.
I like the Annie Lennox.
Look, it holds up. If that's what you're asking,
I think Annie Lennox is hot. I really do. I know a lot of guys don't, but I think she's hot.
Do you also find Gozer hot from Ghostbusters?
Gozer from Ghostbusters. I hate Ghostbusters. First of all, I'm the
Whoa.
Guy. I don't like
really?
Ghostbusters. Yeah.
Wow.
And no one agrees with me on that, but
no,
I do not like it.
You're wrong.
I know. Well, that's what everyone tells me, but I need to watch it again, although I've seen it many, many times, and it just doesn't do it for me.
Why have you watched it that many times if you don't
because
like
it? Because I keep thinking that, well, I missed something, so I need to watch it.
That's how I am with sushi.
Okay.
I can't stand sushi, and I've tried it like 3 or 4 times because it always looks like my friends always look like they're actually really
having
enjoying
a great
eating
time.
It.
Yeah.
And so it's like I've tried like numerous times, and I just every time I'm just like, yeah, no, this still isn't for me.
Yeah, I just don't know. Garen, you're on board with Ghostbusters?
I haven't seen it in years.
Okay.
I actually just saw it in the theater. They re-released it for the anniversary.
This isn't a segment where we brag. We're just trying to play some songs and have fun.
Welcome to the humble brag.
I know. Segment. I just saw it.
I don't feel like that was even humble at all. It was not veiled.
We went. My friends and I went in IMAX and we sat right in the fifth row, dead center, perfect spot. How was it? And how did it look? How was the print?
It was good. It was nice actually seeing it in an actual theater, because I never had that experience.
Right.
I did see Ghostbusters 2 in the theaters. That was one of the first movies I actually remember seeing. And
is that why you don't like Ghostbusters? Because of Ghostbusters 2? Because I can understand that.
I don't know what I don't like about it. I just don't like it.
I actually do like Part 2. I know I'm wrong on that one, but it's because of the character Janos Poha. I don't know why. I just love that character so much.
I don't even know what you just said.
He's the guy who like flies in the crib, right?
Yeah. He's the one with the axe. He's like the curator of the museum that Sigourney Weaver now works at she's no longer a cellist.
He's like the Otis of that movie.
You would think
he kind of is.
You would think I would like these movies because my two favorite actors are Annie Potts and Ernie Hudson, but I just don't. I can't get behind them. And to have them both in a couple of comedy, sci-fi, ghosty movies, you'd think I'd be on board. Your turn. Play a song.
Let's see. I feel like
I also saw Raiders of the Lost Ark during its re-release.
I did.
On the big screen.
I actually did.
Mm. Yeah, you did too.
Yeah, I did.
Because it's Raiders of the Lost Ark.
That's right.
I feel like a lot of the songs I've been playing.
It was a little slow moving. I got to be honest. I was surprised.
It is. It's a little slower pace. I mean, I still love it, but it's like there's also that realization of how little of an effect he plays in the outcome of the movie. But
yeah. Isn't there a thing someone wrote that said the movie would turn out the same whether we had that story or not?
They still would have found the Ark, and spoiler alert, they still would have opened it.
They would have opened it and melted. Yeah. The only thing, it might not have ended up in a
museum.
It's in a storage unit,
Area 51 apparently.
Yeah,
something
according
similar
to that one that doesn't exist.
I did love Crystal Skull though. Go ahead, your turn.
You are wrong,
Garen. You can get a water or a Coke out of the fridge if you want.
I think he's just leaving.
What did you say? Sit down. He's had an ass load of this. He's had an ass load of this. I do own it because I had to buy that Blu-ray pack and it's in there.
I have the same thing. I have yet to ever actually watch the movie, but I own it because it's in that collection.
I think Cate Blanchett's pretty good in it though.
That first scene's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Where he's in the trunk, but then after that you can just leave.
I like how he moves a little slower now and talks like
that movie. It's the origin story of
fuck.
It's the origin story of Dan Aykroyd's alcohol, the liquor that he sells, right? He sells Crystal Skull vodka.
Of course he does.
Of course he does.
Because his movie career is in the dumper.
Yeah.
God, I hope he gets Blues Brothers 3. Your turn. Your song. Wait,
Yeah. Okay, so I feel like the songs I've been playing have painted a certain picture of me. That's what I'm getting to.
Sad.
This one's not going to help.
All right.
It's by the band The Offspring. It's called The News. Take it about 55 in. Seconds, not minutes. It's not that long. That's enough of that.
Okay.
It's actually one of the better songs on that album, though. I do.
Let's do some promoting right now, real quick. Garen, www.popculturebeast.com. I posted something today because you yelled at us last week that we're not posting enough. So I posted my review of the Arrow Blu-ray box set.
For season two.
Of that show that you don't watch?
Yes, but I did my research, and I know that it's a good show.
I was going to ask what you think about it, but now I guess I can just read your review.
I think it's great. I love the character of the guy who's supposed to be the villain. And I love how they do the flashbacks to the island, and I love that you didn't even read the
back of the DVD.
Love that he wears that mask instead. They got rid of the painted mask, and he wears paint. And I love that they've incorporated bow and arrow into this version of this show. Nice to see that.
It's also the backdoor pilot to the Flash. Is in that season.
That's right. That is
the
right.
The setup for it. So.
Yep. And look, I would say look for more big things in season 3. 10 out of 10 drumsticks. I put a nice post. I added tags like you want us to do. What if you went to the site and you read my review and it was exactly the way I said it right now? What if it was exactly just ums and dot dot dots and stuttering? It's 9 discs. It feels good in your hand.
If I read it, I'd be like, he writes like he talks.
You should include the weight and then like the dimensions of it.
Oh, how much it would cost to ship it?
Yeah, all that stuff. It's an early review too. It doesn't hit stores till September 16th. That might be a Pop Culture Beast exclusive. Where can we find you on Twitter, Garen? Shout it out.
At my name is Garen.
Okay. At my name is Garen. And we got a couple more tracks. I'm going to play one. You're going to play one. Then Kyle's going to play one. You can follow us at Pat_Francis. You can go to www.rocksolidpodcast and read Andrew Rich's recaps of each show. There's also a donation button on there. You can click on that and give us thousands of dollars. Kyle, you can find at Kyle Dotson Funny. And we are at Rock Solid Show. We've had a lot of guests in past episodes, and we have a lot of great guests coming
up. There are too many guests.
The shows are too long, and the guests are too good. And the host is awesome. What?
Review by Pat Francis.
Again, looking for a possible Billy Idol appearance soon on this show.
And, that'll be cool.
Oh, we're going to have a fucking rebel yell when that guy's on.
More.
If you don't think we're going to yell, get laid, get fucked, and do a little moany moany acoustic, you are wrong. Okay, this is my last band, and then Travis will play a band, and then Kyle has a playout song. This was a regional band, and then when I was growing up in Pennsylvania, and then they broke out big for about 7 months. They're called The Hooters, and this is a song called And We Danced from 1985, the year I turned 21. For better or worse, all songs that I played today are available on iTunes. So go over there and purchase or don't purchase. You want to do some quick, a couple more plugs for yourself before you go?
Sure. In fact, is it right if I was thinking I was going to do like a contest to help my podcast, but it's going to help you too. Basically, if you're a listener of this show...
What is happening right now?
If you're a listener of this show, stop.
If you're a listener of this show,
okay.
Go find Plane Zero on iTunes.
Okay.
If you write a review, you can then direct message me, at Obscure Trevor on Twitter.
All right.
And I will then pick a reviewer,
mm-hmm.
And I will, because you like this podcast that we're on way more, I will buy you a shirt, a Rock Solid shirt.
Oh, look at that. So it's going to benefit Rock Solid. It's going to benefit you. Now, you said just write a review. You want that to be a positive review?
No. I'm all about honesty, so I expect a lot of 1 stars.
All right.
No, look, you could say, as I always say, say whatever you want. Be as negative in the actual words as you want. Just give us those five stars.
Yeah. Garen, do you have a podcast right now?
It's coming.
It's going to be the Pop Culture Beast podcast? Pop Culture Beast show.
This is a variety show? Okay.
Will Chaz Bono be on there? Because she used to be on the Sonny and Cher show.
We're gonna have Rosie on. She had a variety show.
Who's gonna host the show? Is it gonna be you? And then you're gonna have guests.
It's gonna be me.
Okay. Are you still working format out?
Yeah.
We'll look for it. Okay.
And then, just out of curiosity, when is this gonna air so I can put like a deadline on this?
I can tell you, we record way in advance. We're looking at a 2016.
I was going to say 2 weeks
no,
from
I can
never.
I can tell you exactly when it'll drop. This is going to drop. It's going to drop on, and I'm not kidding about this, October 23rd.
October 23rd?
October 23rd.
All right, so we'll give it, you know what, we'll give it a month just to let it air out.
So you're saying right around November 30th, someone's going to have a shirt in their hand.
Well, they're gonna be picked. I'm going to then need their address so I can.
Right.
But yeah, I'll
select
someone.
So put your address in the review.
Yeah, put all your personal information in there.
Phone number.
Shirt size.
Credit card number.
Credit card would be nice.
That would be great.
Yeah, so unless is a whole month too long? Do you think I should just cut it down to two weeks?
Yeah,
two weeks.
This is like an off-air conversation, probably.
It probably is. The whole episode was off-air conversation.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We stopped recording about an hour and 30 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah, that's what I figured, because I stopped hearing any sound in what
you
call
your
cans.
Your mic has never been on.
That's probably the good call. So wait, that's the 23rd. So we'll say, what, November 6th? That's the deadline on this contest. And remember, follow me at Obscure Trevor. And the Facebook is...
It's already too many steps.
No, I'm just saying the Facebook, if you want to find it, it's Plane Zero. Just do a search for Plane Zero.
Okay.
I was worried that I'd have trouble getting through this. True story, on my show when I was giving out the Lipson, I actually said the Rock Solids Lipson. So.
Well, that's okay. That gets us an additional four listeners.
Yeah, no, I did. Yeah.
That's the people
you're not getting anyone from us, trust me.
Those are the people who are like, this show's too long.
Yeah. Go ahead. What's your last song?
My last song is...
Please let it be Fall Out Boy.
No, they actually did come out with an album that year, but they did not make the cut. It's actually a band called Coheed and Cambria. And this guy's voice... is just, yeah, it's something else. But I'm sure I'm going to make someone upset with that. But the song's called Blood Red Summer, and I just lost
Look
my...
Look at Karen. What do you think of Coheed and Cambria? Do that...
I'm a fan, but I know that the voice definitely puts
didn't
people
that, like,
off.
He just did a part,
though. He's like, I love him. I totally love him.
Didn't their bassist, like, rob a store or something?
Yeah. So it was either their bassist or their drummer. I can't remember which one. But
someone who doesn't matter.
The lead singer should probably rob a barber shop and do something about that hair.
Okay, but let's hear Coheed and Cambria.
Coheed and Cambria, just drop it. I just lost it again.
Is that their names, Coheed and Cambria?
No, it's just the name of the band itself.
What's it mean?
Stay away. Once again, I did not do research.
Look, when I was growing up, we had bands. They were called Survivor and Night Ranger, and you knew what that meant. Night Ranger, that meant that they're at night, they go out, and they range. And Survivor, that means, hey, they're standing strong, and they're going to make it.
Yeah. Well, because they're definitely pulling that off. We lost the lead singer of Survivor this week.
The lead singer,
Rock and Peace. But yeah, we'll pull this.
25.
Yeah, 125.
You got it, you got it, you got it. So destined I am to walk among the dark.
That sounds like a chick.
Child in keeping secrets.
The first time I heard them, I genuinely expected that.
He used to work on a sex line.
Yeah.
This is not what I thought this band sounded like when I saw their picture.
In a blood red summer, I'll give you.
Wow.
Garen was not wrong.
Actually, yeah, a lot of their songs don't sound like that. They're definitely like a progressive metal.
Yeah, that's very not like how I thought.
And,
like I said,
and they're really trying hard to have their own like Led Zeppelin logo type thing.
They're trying really hard on that. The guy keeps trying to write comic stories because all their albums are supposed to actually be like the sci-fi story.
Story, okay.
But he keeps stopping in the middle of every story and just losing interest and starting the next thing. So it's like
one of their albums is called Good Apollo, I'm Burning Star 4.
Okay.
Yeah, this the album that one's off of is like In Keeping Secrets of Hidden Earth or something like that. Yeah.
Now,
yeah, they definitely don't like to keep short album titles.
A lot of nonsense.
Yeah.
Kyle's going to play us out before that. Thank you, Travis, for being here. Remember, coming up in November is Podcastathon, and that will be your chance to spend money and sit here again.
Yeah, if you don't want to hear me, outbid me.
That's right. For God's sake, please bid. If not, Travis will be back in this seat again.
Okay, I'll just keep coming.
Thank you, guys. Thank Garen. Thanks for dropping by. We'll take a picture of you and Travis shaking hands, and it'll be uncomfortable, as you might say. Kyle, you have something to play.
A pretty appropriate song.
What do you got?
This is called 21 Forever. It's about turning 21.
Look at you. And did this come out the year that you turned 21?
Yeah, it came out Which was 2010 what? When I turned 21.
That
this is
incredible.
This is by Punchline.
Okay, let's hear it. And it's Punchline because we're funny.
Subjectively.
Stop running around. because no one here is proud. Once lady like Miss Katie White finds herself upside down. In the morning, I can tell that something happened you don't wanna say. So blame the television, college life so glamorous. But you can't be 21 forever. No, you can't be.